Now let's now move back to Carl Becker. Carl, Miles alluded to the fact that he was able to get a little bit better run off of the corner than you were, even though you were getting in pretty good. How was he able to get past you there? Did you hit anything? Did you just slide up, or was he just that much faster?
He never touched me, I don't think. Bobby, I know you and I brushed wheels just a little bit as you got by me, but he never touched me yet. When I came up off to the corner, he just drove right on by me like I wasn't even there. I didn't run bad. I think I got a little out of time on my points to let off and to start accelerating again. But I paid the price on that. Let you and Chris both get by me for fumbling around there like a fart in a windstorm, I guess. All in all, I don't guess it's bad. Like I told you 2 weeks ago, I said I might have won it last year. I can finish eighth this year. Well, I could have finished seventh, I guess, as it turned out. Yeah, all in all, it didn't run too bad. I could have done better, but I could have done a lot worse. And congrats to Miles.
Carl Binzai Becker in for fourth. Let's talk to the guy who rounded out a lot of fives tonight. Had a very fast race car. Ended up second in the crack the whip, second in times. Ran third a good part of the race, and then dropped back. Let's find out now from Steve Callahan what he thinks about the Black Cat Classic here tonight, a former winner of this race.
Well, congrats to Miles, and, just got knocked around a little bit out there, that's what it is. If my car was jumping around, then maybe my connection was a little bit weird. I don't know. Everything was smooth on my end, but that's the way this game goes. I had a good car. Just, Bob, with you tucked right there under my bumper the whole time, the car got real tight. I just couldn't rotate the corners like I wanted to, so found myself overdriving, and the headphone car was good, and we'll just see what we can do next week.
Steady Steve, looking for a better run during the North Carolina swing. Having a pretty good start to the season, though, with some good lap times out there and some decent finishes, including a win already. Let's talk to sixth-place finisher Rocket Rob Warren. Rob, not much of a rocket tonight, at least a powerful one. It looks kind of like that one that went down in Virginia, fizzled right into the ground tonight. What happened to the first finish dock service car?
The car never really felt like it was into the track. I don't know if it could be... Could be too many frescas, I'm not sure. And again, another night where it's great to be a spectator instead of a driver. I was really watching, everyone gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and was happy to be able to see the passes. I missed the pass for the lead. I didn't get to see that. I was actually attempting to drive at that point in time. No, I mean, Chris was awesome. He was entering turn three so much better than me. So I just pulled up in turn one, let him go by, and tried to tuck onto his tail, and never could do it. He was just gone. So I was just kind of watching third and fourth and, hitting the outside wall and trying to avoid that stinking light pole. Congrats to Myers and everyone on the runs. I hope everyone had a good time.
Let's slide back to the 52, Dave Brigani. Dave, practice, you look pretty good out there at Decatur. What happened in the feature? The 52 Pizza Hut Terry machine pulling off early.
Well, I touched the outside wall doors in the beginning there. The car was junk. I decided to pull in about 15 laps into it. It wasn't going to go anywhere. Hey, somebody's got to finish last anyways.
We'll wrap things up here at Decatur as we leave Illinois. Miles Maxson continues to hang on to that point lead. The win here tonight, leading 32 laps, also fastest lap of the race with a 13.108 and fast time here tonight with a 13.087. Bob Game, we're in for second. Crazy Chris Myers on the podium for third, followed by Carl Becker, Steve Callahan, Rob Warren, and Dave Brigandi. We kick things off on Tuesday at DeSera Speedway, and then move on to Caraway. And then the next night on Wednesday, we go to Concord and Coastal Plains. Quite a few different winners last year in North Carolina swing. And then everything, all the points are wiped clean. We move on for the Hickory Hustle to determine the North Carolina swing champion and the bonus points for winning that. That's on Thursday at Hickory Motor Speedway. So hope to see you all with us next week. Hope to see a few more guys in. And again, congratulations to your winner here tonight, Mighty Miles Maxson. Bobby G, keep it wingside up and wheels to the ground. Thanks to all of you for being here tonight.